Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Paul Gallant, John Lopez, Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig today. Paul Gallant in for Reggie Atatula. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. They are in the loop and they start now.
Now.
And away we go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You seem excited.
I'm pretty excited. Is that a sarcastic excited?
Yeah, you go, away we go.
Well, I will say this. I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit, you know?
No.
And I'm having a tough time doing it. Mm-hmm. I think every now and then you get like this. It's because I haven't watched enough of those guilt trip tear-jerk movies to get ready. You know,
do you have a trigger that kind of sets you off on your Christmas spirit?
When I watch It's a Wonderful Life, then Christmas officially begins. And I have yet to watch it. So the girlfriend and I are saving it for Christmas Eve.
Mine is White Christmas because we watch it ironically because it's so corny and so old and
sisters.
So funny.
Sisters.
Oh, sisters.
Sisters.
Because we love him. We love him.
Hey, real quick, and then you'll be rid of me. Did you see what Ben Gary, our Miami graduated producer, got me for Christmas?
Yes.
What a jerk.
He's a great dude.
Oh, my God.
He's a great
Catholics
dude.
Catholics versus common sense. Catholics versus committee, I say.
That's right. There was a rift on your show. I didn't even put that together. Did y'all come to blows?
No, because Ben is usually a pacifist. He never gets into beef over anything.
Yeah.
He must really hate me.
He was stirring stuff with John, too.
No, but that was more healthier.
It was a great football game. It was so patronizing, John.
What a great game. Thanks, Ben.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He came in.
Look at Ben. Maybe Ben did go to the U.
He did go to the U.
He's starting to turn into a trash talk.
He did go to the U.
Ben's on the roll, man.
It's a new college football world where you've got Adam Spillane talking down to people and fan of Indiana, and on top of that you've got Miami talking down with Ben Gary talking down to Notre Dame as well. So D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, John, you heard him yesterday when he was on the coach's show, and he said a couple of interesting things, and it has us wondering about some of the biggest uncertainties for the Houston Texans the rest of the way.
Yeah, we'll get to D'Amico, but just off the top here, I'm just curious, would you be more concerned moving forward, not just Saturday, definitely Saturday, but moving forward about the question marks on the offensive line or the question marks on the interior of the Texans' defense?
If I have to pick between the two, it's the offensive line.
You would think, right?
I think C.J. Stroud could theoretically get got over these next couple of games. The Chargers are really good at sending dudes after the quarterback. So it's definitely the offensive line for me. Also, just going back to C.J. Stroud and talking about the struggles that he had Sunday on yesterday's show, I want that confidence back. Mm-hmm. How do you get that confidence back if your two tackles are out and if you're once again playing musical chairs on the offensive line?
Look, if I had to pick one or the other, it would be the offensive line as well. However, how are they going to get to a Super Bowl? What is going to be the path to a Super Bowl if they get there? It's the defense. And you're giving up 145 yards. Your defensive tackles are hurting. They you know, DeMeco went into depth. In fact, let's hear from him on the first on the coach's show last night, talking about some of the issues that they had.
It's wrapping guys up, putting our bodies in the right position. That's the main thing when it comes to tackling. It's put your body in the right position. Make sure you have a great angle to the football. And then I always say it's that desire, that want to. Like, how bad do you want to get the guy down? If you want it bad enough, you'll get him down. So we'll get that corrected.
So here's the thing. Like I said, offensive line, yes or no, one or the other, it would be offensive line. But this – That could be, like, if people stay on the field against this defense a little longer, if they have more rushing yards like they did Saturday, the worst team, one of the worst teams in the NFL, like they did Sunday, you know, what does that do for play action? You got Herbert coming up. You've got, all of a sudden, Phillip Rivers looks like a problem. We'll get to that.
She looked good last
we'll get to that at 11.
Good for Phil.
And then you've got guys like, you know, Drake May. If you had to play a playoff game today, wouldn't it be against the Patriots in New England?
Right.
Maybe Josh Allen, who you have his number, but if he has some success with you know, with the running game, all of a sudden, yes, it's a problem on the offense, but it's always been a problem on the offense. The defense has not been a problem.
Right. Is this the perhaps weakness of the defense where we have not really seen a weakness all season long outside of maybe the occasional big play that's allowed? You know, listening back to that, John, the second time I heard it, it does feel like DeMeco is looking at it as something that's correctable. Because I heard him questioning the effort in that clip right there.
Yes. Yes.
And if it is just a matter of effort, then this is perhaps just a one-time thing. And we will learn a lot the next couple of games. The Chargers love to run the football. They got Hampton back. Mm-hmm. The Colts would like to give Jonathan Taylor the ball. They had no luck doing that last night against the 49ers. So we will know for sure if this is a problem over the next two games. I still think it's the offensive line, but it's so easy to go to the offensive line too, right?
It's a default.
Every single week, it's offensive line. Yeah. Nick Cayley, how are they making CJ Stroud sad?
Yeah,
essentially like that.
But and you're talking about it being correctable. And look, the sky is not falling. This defense is great. All I'm saying is a little you know, crimp there, a little bit of an issue.
The exhaust port of the Death Star.
Yes, exactly. In fact, he talked about some of the personnel things here.
Rankins and Tommy did a really good job in there, and we're moving guys around. We got Autry in there a little bit. Yep. We're trying to find some guys. We knew it was going to be a huge void, like losing Tim, losing Rio. They played such great ball for us, and we had a really good rotation. So we got to do a better job of playing in the interior. We got to play stouter. Yep. Right, some of those runs that got out, we're on the ground. Right, we're creating too much movement. So we got to just knock back the offensive line better, right, to make the back check his feet, and that allows our second-level guys to make those plays.
It's, again, he's looking at them and he thinks they could do better than what they did.
Yeah, but it's also, he talked about, like, we need dudes that can play.
Fair.
We lost two big ones. To me, I heard that as more like, all right, we might have a personnel thing here that our rotation is taking a hit.
And who are you going to bring in at this point in the year? I mean, you really do have what you have, and that's maybe also why he's talking about it from an effort perspective, just reminding them that they can do this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Interesting along the way there. I don't think that I've ever heard somebody by the name of Mario go by Rio. That's the first time
we've ever heard that. That for the first time last year, and we kind of looked at each other. Like, oh, okay.
Who the hell's that?
He's Mario. Like,
Mario. It's like, is that the guy the Astros traded for that pitcher on the Pirates?
It's a lefty.
Yeah.
It's a lefty reliever.
Okay, no, it's a totally different guy.
It's the Super Rio Brothers.
Super Rio Brothers. Yeah, that's like the new Gen Z version of it, where they got broccoli tops, no hats on instead.
Yeah, all I'm saying is it's a concern. For a defense that has had no concerns, the interior. Now, the good thing is how much of their problems, you know, up the middle, you're going to fix with Aziz Alshayer coming back, you know, and then that's the good news, you know. Mm-hmm.
You got some of it from EJ Speed too in the last game. I really thought Speed played great. Mm-hmm. I think if you're Henry Toto, you're looking at yourself in the mirror after this past game, both from the lack of effort on that big Ashton Jeanty touchdown run at the very end, and also just, hey, what am I supposed to do here when I don't have Aziz Alshayer out there? And for those who don't know, about an hour ago, we found out that Aziz Alshayer was named to the Pro Bowl, one of four Houston Texans on the Pro Bowl. No surprises with the other three, where it's Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, and Nico Collins. But you could make the argument, given what you have on the defensive line and given what you have in the secondary in totality, that Alshayer is the most important player defensively for the Texans.
Oh, I think he's the most important in terms of
he's not replaceable.
Yeah, in terms of just the green dot, you know, and getting everybody, you know, in order, in line, fired up. We don't have to play the audio, Colin, but that was another part of last night's show. He talked about just how important he's been, and he actually mentioned, you know, that not having him, no matter even with Toto having the green dot, you know, calling the shots. That was just a different
sure.
thing. But it just made me think a little bit. You know, we do have to, you know, and we will talk about the offensive line and what it's going to look like, and we'll be talking about it after Saturday, depending on how they perform.
We'll probably be talking about it for years.
For years.
Because this has been a problem pretty much their entire history since 2011 and 2012, their greatest offensive line ever.
You're not wrong.
Why are you whispering?
You're not wrong.
Just saying the quiet part out loud.
But, again, this defense has been so good at every level, and all of a sudden it makes you just think a little bit.
For sure. For sure. Look, every single defense has a weakness, and I think one of the things in the NFL that the best teams can do is they can figure out a way to run the football in the playoffs, and this is where I have a tough time seeing the Texans maybe even winning one playoff game as currently constructed. You got to be able to run the football. This team can't. The Bills can run the football from time to time. James Cook is having an incredible season in Buffalo. The Patriots have at least playmakers in the ground game between Travion Henderson, the rookie, although we'll see what his status is going forward, and Ramondre Stevenson. And you need to have someone that can stop that. Because, maybe there is a weakness to the Texans' defense. At the very least, Ashton Jeanty, who's got a lot of talent, was able to show the Texans, hey, this needs to be cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant. 713-572-4610. That is how you call in. That is also how you text in. You can join us on Twitch. You can join us on YouTube as well. The YouTube chat's gone out of control with the video game talk. I gotta put it away. It's like these people are trying to make me play in the middle of the show. I would never do such a thing as that, but I mean, I'm tempted. You know, that's the life of an addict, man. A video game addict.
And
I'm so hard.
Of course, YouTube and Twitch brought to you every day by the Mocarum Law Firm.
So we keep it 100.
They always do, so that's good. One last thought on this before we move on. I'm just looking at the NFL rushing leaders. I mean, all these guys, not all these guys, but a lot of guys at the top. You know, James Cook, face him in the playoffs. He's leading the league in rushing. You know, Jonathan Taylor, maybe not in the playoffs, but you're going to see him at the end of the year. He's number two. And you're going to see him at the end of the year in maybe a crucial game. You know, more playoff possibilities, Travis Etienne.
Yep.
He's up there.
The Jaguars are running the ball really well. Maybe not this past Sunday, but and R.J. Harvey with the Denver Broncos. I mean, there are good running backs that you theoretically have to go up against. There are good offensive lines you theoretically have to go up against. You were down a man, and we are going to find out, I think, for sure, John, these next two games just how big of a problem this theoretically could be for the Houston Texans. If you're concerned about it, not concerned about it, you know what to do. Let us know. I'm Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. He is John Lopez. You're listening to In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Up next, four Pro Bowlers for the Houston Texans. Azeez Al-Shaair, Nico Collins, Will Anderson, and Derek Stingley. How does that compare to the rest of the teams across the NFL? And what does it mean that they got four Pro Bowlers this year? We'll talk about both of those things next. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on
Moneyline,
spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.